Southwest Passage.
Chapter 5.
Find the hand of Franklin reaching
Northwest Passage.
Sea chasing one warm line.
Ed had exchanged some polite texts with Steed over the last week, but there was an odd layer of stiltedness that made Steed certain he had messed things up. Ed sent him a link to a musical journal with an article about how metal was dead and an eye roll emoji. Steed sent back an indignant, "I would gladly find 10 reputable sources to disagree," which got another laughing emoji from Ed. Ed had asked where Steed listened to music and promised to set up something for him, presumably a music list.
"I could volunteer to take Alma to her lesson tomorrow,"
Steed thought, looking at it on the calendar. He had missed the Tuesday session, but had seriously debated about asking Alma if Ed was okay.
"Then I would at least have an excuse to make sure everything's okay."
As he reached for his phone, thinking to text Mary about it, he felt it buzz with a text. This one from Ed.
"This week has been so draining. I literally keep writing 'call Steed' at the top of my to-do list, and it doesn't get done."
That made Steed smile, even in a sad way.
"I understand that things can become a lot very quickly."
"Sorry, I've been kind of a shitty friend in the last few days. Get into my own head and my own shit, and I'm a dick."
That was enough of that, Steed figured. He pulled up the contact and hit dial.
"Hello?"
Ed's voice sounded surprised and maybe anxious, or was Steed projecting?
"Edward,"
Steed said sternly.
"You do not get to talk about my friend like that. He's a good person, and he is allowed to have off days. You are not allowed to pick on him, understand?"
There was a beat of silence, and then Steed was rewarded with Ed's laugh.
"All right, point made. Sometimes..."
He trailed off.
"Sometimes there are things that just are hard for no reason."
He laughed again.
"Not like that, fuck. I'm not making sense."
"Phones work both ways, Ed,"
Steed said, more gently.
"If you need to talk but hitting dial is hard, I'll call you."
There was a small, unidentifiable sound from Ed's side.
"Fuck, Steed, that might be the sweetest thing that sounded dumb as hell on the surface."
"I had a lot of fun with you,"
Steed said, not yet ready to joke.
"And I don't want to lose that. So if I don't hear from you, I'll call you. Simple as that."
Another pregnant pause stretched before Ed managed.
"Thank you, Steed. That means the world to me."
"It's purely selfish,"
Steed said, not even remotely joking despite his tone.
"I missed hearing from you."
Ed made a sound, almost like a sigh of someone getting comfortable.
"Been a hard couple days, man. Hard getting out of bed. Hard focusing on shit."
Steed's chest hurt listening to it.
"Ed, can I ask something extremely rude?"
At his grunt, Steed continued.
"Do you have... I mean, that sounds like depression,"
he managed to spit it out. Ed's chuckle was hollow and mirthless.
"Probably because it is, mate. Therapist has told me before that I may be bipolar, but ADHD fits better than mania, in my opinion. My good moods, I just write a lot of music and shit and forget to eat. My bad days..."
He sighed.
"Again, this may be insensitive. Did something trigger this?"
There was a long pause, enough that Steed checked that the call was still active.
"Yeah,"
Ed whispered.
"I mean, hurt my knees and that can send me spiraling sometimes."
Steed wasn't sure that was all, but he didn't press further.
"You write music when you're happy. What about when you're sad?"
"My sad songs are shit,"
Ed grumbled. Steed considered it.
"All right. What about my sad songs? What if I played you music and you'd tell me how to make it better?"
Ed hesitated again.
"Okay."
"Fab. Give me 20 minutes to grab something and head to your office. I have no idea if you live elsewhere, though. I could just play over the phone."
He imagined he could hear Ed's phone smile.
"You don't have to come over here."
Primly, Steed responded.
"There is nothing like live music, but the phone line introduces variations, and a true purist plays in person."
He paused and then offered.
"Did that sound real? I made it up, but it sounds real."
He He knew that Ed was smiling now.
Alright, Inet. I'll leave the address you have so you can come over.
Steed probably should have hung up then, but he didn't. He kept up a lively chatter about which instruments to bring.
I assume you have piano and guitar available, although my guitar playing is awful. Oh, remember to bring your guitar with you next time you're by. I'd love to give it a going over. I've got in some lovely strings that you might like. Makes a cool pride rainbow.
Really? Sounds good. I might do that. Would look badass on black guitar.
I thought so,
Steed replied with cheer. Steed ended up grabbing his gamba and violin. When he got to his car, he hesitated.
I guess I should let you go while I drive.
Alright, cool when you hear that,
Ed offered with hollow humour. Twelve minutes later, Steed pulled up to Ed's house and was rapping on the door in short order. Ed answered and Steed felt his chest constrict. Ed looked like he'd been asleep, but barely slept. His hair was a fright, and his eyes had that hollow darkness beneath them that spoke of sleepless nights. His grey sweats were slung low on his hips, and a sliver of his belly was showing between that and the hem of his purple t-shirt.
Hey.
Hello. Take this, please.
He all but shoved the gamba at Ed.
How rude. Have I introduced you to Antoinette?
Ed hefted the gamba.
Your name's your instrument, Antoinette?
Steed beamed.
Of course. It helps me out. I have a lot of instruments,
he added conspiratorially.
Antoinette here,
he patted the gamba,
got her name because the first time I played her, she was strung too tightly and the bow was too loose and it went flying and nearly took off someone's head. Hence, Antoinette.
Ed stared at him in surprise and then laughed.
You're fucking mental, man. What about this one?
He nudged the violin as he led them further into the house.
Chihiro.
Steed grinned.
Three guesses where that came from.
Nah, man. No clue.
Ed looked stumped. Steed gaped.
Edward. Edward, have you never seen Spirited Away?
Ed shook his head, looking curious and finally engaged.
No?
Steed clicked his tongue.
I feel responsible for fixing this. Another day.
The music area had some seating. No doubt for parents, Steed figured. He pulled out Antoinette and sat in one of the surprisingly comfortable chairs.
I admit the gamba is my absolute favourite. I love the violin to pieces, always will, but the gamba has such depth.
He played a few bars of a baritone piece, running the bow smoothly.
Reminds me of the sea,
Ed mumbled, moving to sit in the adjacent chair.
Deep sea.
How wonderful.
Steed plucked a melody, an old sea shanty he knew. To his surprise, Ed's voice picked up.
Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage.
With that simple line, they were off.
To find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea.
Steed played, both plucking and with a bow, as soulful as anything.
Westward from the Davis Strait.
Ed's voice was rough, feeling more intense than Stan Rogers' recording. His voice audibly cracked when he sang,
to the Orient, for which so many died.
And Steed felt it in his soul.
Gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones. Stones. Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for
foot, sea chasing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelsey, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain.
It felt sorrowful and sad, and Steed wasn't the least bit surprised to find tears running down his own face as he accompanied.
Ah, for just one time I would take the northwest passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to raise the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time I would take the northwest passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them I left a settled life, I threw it all away to seek a northwest passage at the call of many men, to find their but the road back home.
As they came to the final chorus, Steed dared to raise his voice to join in, terrified it would ruin the spell. If anything, it made it more intense, more majestic to hear their voices entwined as the gamba fell away.
Northwest passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea.
They sat in silence for some time. Finally, it was Steed who spoke.
Fuck me, Ed. That was just... fuck.
He managed to wipe away the tears. Ed chuckled.
I don't think I've ever heard you swear like that.
Well, you've never broken my heart with an old sea shanty that I picked.
Ed's laughter was warmer.
Well, I'm glad you hated it.
Adored it, Ed.
Steed said warmly.
Adored you.
He didn't add. He plucked another melody out. And this time, Steed was the one who led into
words like violence break the silence
and let it trail off, just seeing.
Come crashing in into my little world,
Ed sang softly. Seated at the piano, he plucked out the tune, carefully minimalist.
Painful to me, pierce right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl?
The violin added a haunting quality to Steed's personal favorite Depeche Mode song, but Ed's voice offered a gorgeous grounding counterpoint.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is not in my arms.
A slight alteration of the lyrics that sent shivers down Steed's spine.
Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
Steed longed to find whatever it was that Ed was missing and to put it firmly in his arms. The sheer need left him a little breathless by the time they finished.
Spoken to be broken, feelings are intent. Words are trivial, pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is not in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
Was lovely,
Steed offered, not daring to ask.
Perhaps something with more pep?
He dared play a couple of notes, then rapped out a beat on the body of the violin and dared raise his voice.
I'm the strong one, I'm not nervous.
Ed laughed, more of his playful roar at this point.
Fuck, you're gonna throw a cat at me? Oh, you fucker.
He cleared his throat and then popped his neck to the left, then right, clearly ready to throw down.
All right, we're doing this, we're doing it at speed, and I'm getting my guitar.
Ed counted them in and set the tempo.
I'm strong, I'm not nervous, I'm as tough as the crust of the earth is. I'm a mountain, I'm a churches, and I'm alone as I know what the earth is. I don't ask how hard the work is, got a rough and destructible surface.
He started slow, deliberate, and slowly speeding up until...
I break what's demanded, but under the surface, I feel berserk as a tightrope walker in a three-ring circus.
And he let loose, audibly flying through notes so quickly Steed could barely keep up the percussive sounds as Ed hauled through the song.
I'm pretty sure I'm worthless if I can be of service. A flaw, a crack, a straw in the stack.
Only coming to a sudden halt and deliberate pace at...
It's pushing like a drip, drip, drip that'll never stop. Whoa.
And Steed found that he just watched Ed for the pacing changes. It was an excellent excuse to watch him, nevertheless.
Give it to your sister is older. Give her all the heavy things we can shoulder. Who am I if I can run with the ball? If I fall to pressure like a grip, 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 and I won't let go. Whoa. Pressure like a tick, 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 till it's ready to blow. Whoa. Give it to your sister is stronger. See if she can hang on a little longer. Who am I if I can't carry it all? If I falter under the surface, I have my nerves and it worsens. I worry something is gonna hurt us under the surface. The ship doesn't swerve as it heard how big the iceberg is under the surface. I think about my purpose. Can I somehow preserve this? Line up the dominoes, a light wind blows. You try to stop and tumble, and on it goes. But wait, if I could shake the crushing weight of expectations, wouldn't that free some room up for joy or relaxation or simple pleasure? Instead we measure this growing pressure. Keeps growing, keep going, cause all we know is pressure like a drip, drip, drip that'll never stop. Whoa, pressure that'll tip, tip, tip till you just go pop. Whoa, oh, give to your sister, it doesn't hurt, and see if she can handle every family burden. Watch, she buckles and bends but never breaks. No mistakes, just pressure like a grip, 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 and it won't let go. Whoa. Pressure like a tick, 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 till it's ready to blow. Whoa, oh. Give it to your sister and never wonder if the same pressure would have pulled you under. Who am I if I don't have what it takes? No cracks, no breaks. No mistakes, no pressure.
When they finished, they were both breathless but audibly laughing. This time, Ed was the one who offered a song.
How about something classic?
Steed didn't recognize the riff at first, but when Ed's voice entered, he knew the song a little too well.
It doesn't let me. Feel how it feels.
Steed didn't sing along. He gasped a bitter laugh.
Kate Bush. You're going to sing Kate Bush at me?
Ed trailed out.
You got a problem with Kate?
Yes, she has gotten me through every breakup ever. Are you mid-breakup, Ed? Do I need to bust out the ice cream and Hounds of Love?
Ed laughed, even if the sound was more forced than usual.
No breakup, sorry.
Then something more cheerful,
Steed insisted, moving to share the piano with Ed. He plucked out the line he wanted, and Ed giggled.
Elton, really?
If you've got a problem with a gay icon.
Steed trailed off with a smile and a raised eyebrow. Clearly, Ed had no problem, because he launched into I'm Still Standing with gusto.
You can never know what it's like.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I've got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know why I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could have hoped to win, you started down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if your love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by.
They had no more than finished when Ed started a version of One Vision that could rival Freddie Mercury, practically pounding on the piano's keys.
Hey, one man, one goal. Soul. Just one solution, one flash of light. Yeah, one God, one vision, one flesh, one bone, one true religion, one voice, one hope, one real decision.
Screaming, give me, give me. when he sang the final "Fry
Fried Chicken"
at the top of his lungs, both Ed and Steed erupted in laughter.
"Damn,"
Ed said with a wheezing sigh.
"How do you always manage to cheer me up?"
Steed plucked idly.
"Probably because I'm not trying to cheer you up. I'm just trying to spend time with you."
Ed reached out, fingers grasping at Steed's shoulder.
"Thank you."
"Always."
Steed beamed. End of chapter. Narration by Collected Noun.
Freaky Flob as Steed.
Cheesecake 3 as Ed.